Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to share this time together as I continue on in sharing a few points left yet on glorifying God with our soul. And as we look at Scripture, there are two pictures, if you will, two examples of the soul that we can see. And the first one we certainly can relate to. It's the embattled soul. And there's many, many Scripture references to that as you especially go through the book of Psalms. But I'll just share a couple with you. Psalm 123 and 4 says, "Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud." And then 1 Peter 2:11, and this refers to the temptations of the soul. "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." And there's many more I could share, and I think I don't need to do that. I think we can all relate to our soul being grieved or cast down. And what we need to look at now is what the Scriptures have to say about a soul at peace. That's something we deeply long for. When we think of our heavenly home, what a beautiful place of bliss and tranquility that will be. It will be a place of absolute peace. No evil, no warring, no factions, none of the things that we experience in our day-to-day lives. However, even though as the times grow darker, it's harder and harder to preserve our souls, yet we can do it. No matter how dark they are, God has given us the ability to be at peace in Him. So let me share some scriptures, and you might wish to write them down. In fact, I'll give you the scripture after I give the verse. "Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child." That's Psalm 131 and 2. Now, what does it mean to wean? That means to accustom a child to take food otherwise than by nursing. His sole sustenance, would be mother's milk, which is very healthful. But there comes a time where the child must be weaned. In other words, in order for that child to fully grow and develop, even though milk is a wonderful thing for a young baby, other nutrients are needed. And so it's a time of enforced discipline, if you will. The mother has to enforce this discipline on the child to take other food other than milk. And this, I guess you could say, refers to our soul. As a child must be disciplined by its mother, our soul must be disciplined by our spirit, the inner man. And so, what is the psalmist saying? He's saying, "I've behaved and quieted myself, not fussing, not crying, not having a tantrum or a fit. I am at peace. I am behaving myself as a child that's been weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child." So what then can we say about our souls in relation to praise and worship? Well, we all can say amen to the fact that our feelings, our emotions are very volatile. They're ephemeral. They don't last long. They're constantly changing, and they're unstable. In contrast to this, we have to look elsewhere. We have to look to the Word of God, which is eternal and unchanging. "Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away, Jesus said. In spite of what we feel like, our souls are to be joyful, submitted to God, wholly yielded to the worship of the Father. Now, I'm not talking about some Pollyanna unreal experience. We will go through difficult times, but the point of sharing what the Word says is that we're not going to live there. We're not going to stay there. Jesus was tempted with what? Sorrow and discouragement and depression. He was tempted in all points as we, right? So of course he had to experience all those feelings, but he did not sin. He never gave in to them. He was submitted to the Father. Psalm 71:23 says, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. And Psalm 66:16 says, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. So in spite of battles, we can say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That's Psalm 103:1-2. Praise the Lord, O my soul. That's Psalm 146:1. And I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. That's Isaiah 61:10. And then in Luke 1:46, Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Did you see there's a distinction there? Her spirit's rejoicing in God, but her soul also is praising and magnifying the Lord. And a final scripture, Psalm 35:9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Praise God. Well, that is the teaching that I wanted to share on glorifying God with our souls. And then on our next broadcast, we're going to be looking at some other principles of worship. Worshiping God within the veil, the tabernacle of God. And I pray that you'll be blessed with that. But for now, as we bring this broadcast to a close, I would like to share, because it's so explicit and it's so beautiful in its expressions, what David did in terms of when he, it says, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. He was in a very difficult spot right there. But he says, I'll read excerpts of it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's a beautiful scripture to memorize. You may not be physically able to praise God verbally. You could be at work or any number of situations, but your soul is magnifying God. You're not downcast. You're not beaten up. You're not destroyed. We may, you know, we experience tribulation, but we don't stay there. As I said before, our attitudes, what goes on in our soul, we have the authority and control over. Sometimes we feel very powerless. We feel, I can't control the way I feel. No, you can't. Well, many people can. But if we're a Christian, the Word of God tells us how to, and the Word of God gives us the power to be able to do that. Going on in Psalm 34, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. This is a powerful scripture, Psalm 34:5. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Skipping down to verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. How many? What part? He said, all my troubles. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. There are such profound promises in this psalm. Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile or falsehood. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. Verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. This, what a way to incorporate this in a prayer. All of our troubles. And also, as we've shared, our sorrows are precious to the Lord. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. And verse 22, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. There are some beautiful passages in there you could put up on your mirror, bathroom mirror, or wherever, that you'll see it to remind you that the Lord is good and that his praise should continually be in my be in our mouths. Why? Because he delivers us from all of our troubles. It doesn't get better than that, beloved. Praise God. Well, I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write, share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And then, with the Lord's help, tomorrow we're going to be looking at yet another aspect of praise and worship, and that's the worship of God within the veil, what God has called us to in this hour, what Jesus has accomplished for us, the precious privileges we have in being able to worship God. Thank you for joining me. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,